What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Shit Show with Jaybo. This is your host, Jaybo. Now, I just spent about an hour editing the last part of this podcast you'll hear tonight. It's my buddy Mike is hiking the Appalachian Trail. He's been at it a month. We've been there from the start. He's about 400 plus miles in. The dude walked from Georgia. Now he's somewhere in the Smoky Mountains near Roan Mountain or Roan Town, R-O-A-N. It's amazing. This is amazing country over here on the East Coast. Apparently, these are ancient mountains. The West Coast, they're more rocky and they're bigger and they're grand as fuck. But over here, they're different. They're like carpet. They're like carpet being pushed together. And they're very beautiful. They're very subtle. The East Coast is totally different from the West Coast. But I talked to Mike for about 30 minutes and I edited it down to about, maybe 20 or so. And you guys are going to check that out. I hope you like it. Aside from that, what's been going on with me? Well, first of all, what's been going on with you? Have you guys had a good week? Are you feeling good about your lives? Do you feel like you want to do something that you are stuck in a situation and you can't do? Are you being fearless? Are you being fearful? Because fear is the devil, for real. I mean, not fear of like running out in front of a car, that's different, but fear of doing things and trying new things, stepping out of your comfort zone. And Mike proves that a little bit later in this podcast. He, like I said, he's a nervous type of guy and he's always very regretful, you know what I mean? Like about his past, and he very much looks at his past, but he took a step out of his comfort zone and he traveled the entire way across the country. And he's doing this 2,400 mile hike, the Appalachian Trail. It's the longest foot trail in the world. And I'm really proud of him. Anyway, you'll hear him talk. He talks in a little bit. But I went to see a band last night, and I'm the type of person that just loves music. I love music so much where I will just watch lame-ass videos on bands that I don't even like and then kind of get to like find something about them that I appreciate, all the while maybe not even being a fan too much. That recalls when I was living like a total fucking dirtbag in Seattle, and I'm talking like hawkers on the wall, Robert De Niro posters and Modest Mouse posters and Elliott Smith posters and my personal band's poster just said Jesse Boggs, put up with duct tape and black mold in the sink, and living with heroin guys who would slice their own flesh because they were early goths on the early internet, and they would literally just slice each other with razor blades like deep on the fucking meat of their arm, and leave the bloody gauze in the trash can, and razor blades, and the sink would be filled with blood because it didn't drain, and just the tile in the bathroom had fallen down, and the landlord just put up a trash bag there, and when he would complain about the noise, we would literally just pound the walls and tell him to shut the fuck up or something like that. You know, it was a crazy way to live. I mean, it was like a total hippie crash pad. It was there in Seattle next to Woodland Park. Every night there was this park across the street. Well, Woodland Park, exactly. Precisely, rather. And I would see gentlemen who were probably clearly living in some sort of double life pull up and very nervously look to and fro before they dashed across the street, no doubt for some kind of illicit anal sex or a blowjob. And then you'd see them about 20 minutes later come back and look across real quick and dash and get in their car and leave. I was always scared to go in that park, especially at nighttime. And well, that was the only time I was scared to go in it. But anyway, where was I going with that? I completely lost my track. I thought, my train of thought, I was going back to the time when I was in Seattle, and I don't fucking know. I'm going to edit all of this out, though. So, oh, that's right. I was talking about a Mother Love Bone video cassette. That's what it was. I love music so much that I will pick up even a band that I can't stand. I think Mother Love Bone, hey, Andrew Wood apparently was a super great dude. I did not like his music. I thought he was really trying to do a Northwest version of hair metal, and I thought it was bad. I didn't like his style, his hair, and he probably wouldn't like my style or hair, right? So who the fuck am I? Who cares? But anyway, I would pop that cassette in and I watched it about 20 times. That's the type of life I was living. Oh yeah. And then after I watched it, I would collect quarters from the couch cushions and walk up to Beth's Cafe and get a veggie omelet on a great day. On an average day, I'd just get some coffee and go play South Park pinball. And then I'd walk back. So hold on, let me shut this door. Okay, I didn't realize the door was open. But then I'd walk back to the house as the sun would rise, and the sun rises very early in the Northwest. I'd walk past Green Lake and be at this beautiful lake, and nobody was out. Walk past Aurora, a very seedy part, into like Green Lake, like I said, through the woods and up to my apartment, as the sun rose. And that was my total worthless 20s, right? Like it was just insane. I suppose it was very punk rock, but I keep looking for meaning in my 20s, you know, and a lot of my 30s, and I can't find any, as sad as that is. I mean, I played music and I loved that, but I don't know, man. Aside from that, just a lot of fucking off. I don't think I was ever focused enough to really make a run at it. Like, I'm much more focused now, which is great. And I don't know how I got more focused. I think it was from some kind of quasi or fully conservative modern day philosopher podcasts, starting with possibly Adam Carolla and ending with possibly Jordan Peterson. These are great men who have things to teach. Maybe it was the fact that my dad wasn't around and that's what I'm looking for. Who the fuck knows, right? But anyway, I will see any music. I will see it. Watch a video if it's on a band. I'm sorry, I will see any music. I will see most bands live. So last night, my point to all of this is I went and saw REO Speedwagon, and it's pretty cool. It was pretty cool. It was kind of some really like cliched like rock histrionics. The way they operated, they were very slick, very, very slick, and very, very like decent, good musicians. I don't know if they were super tasteful, but they were good, and the songs are epic, right? I mean, REO Speedwagon has about half a dozen songs that you would know for sure. And these are songs that are being played all over the world every day on classic rock stations. And there were people there in Greensburg just worshiping these guys, like they were, like literally putting their hands up, like they were just feeling the fucking vibes and getting some power from REO. And it was the same guy singing. And I think it was, I don't know how much of the original band it was, but it's like, who cares, right? It's if it's the guy playing the voice, sorry, if it's the guy who sang the song singing it, and it was, back in the 70s, I'm sure he just had a couple core members, and then I'm sure he just filled the rest out to satisfy his vision, to prop up his vision of rock and roll greatness. And they are the by far the power ballad kings of all time. And he brought up something very interesting. And yeah, it was great. I'm watching these hits, and they're massive fucking hits. And there's something to be said for these cultural moments that happen in a guy that can write, multiple, that's not just a one-hit wonder. I mean, somebody who can even write one hit's a big fucking deal. But somebody who writes like six and then a bunch of albums is still kind of doing it. I have to give them respect. Now, he brought up something very interesting during this show, in the very last song. Well, not the last song he played. He covered Tom Petty, the last song. But before that, he played, what the fucking, how's it go? I can't stop. Give my life direction. You make everything so clear. And even as I wander, I'm keeping you in sight. You're a candle in the window on a cold, dark, lonely night. And I'm getting closer than I'd ever thought I might. Okay, I'm gonna stop right there, but you know the song. But I can't fight this feeling anymore. He said that song came to him in a dream. Okay? I'm fascinated with this concept. I was talking to my coworker today. I think humanity is pushed along by some other, like, call it God, call it the infinite, call it the universe, I don't know what it is, but it sends messages to people, and it's pure inspiration, and it comes to people in dreams, it comes to people in moments of clarity. It's called the zeitgeist, and it's everywhere all the time. Every great inventor, every great artist knows exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. And the guy from REO Speedwagon last night said it's all about the choices we make. You know, if we had taken that bus and we had not met this girl, we wouldn't be fucking miserable now. I'm kidding, right? We wouldn't be super happy with, living a, this beautiful storybook lifestyle. But no, he said that he could have rolled over when this three chord progression came to him in a dream for that song. And you all know it. You heard me singing it. By the end of it, you're probably humming along. You might have been annoyed, but you at least knew what the fuck song I was talking about. I Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore by REO Speed Dealer Wagon, REMREL, Pink. Never mind. It came to him in a dream. And instead of rolling over and going back to sleep, he got up and put it down on his handy little tape recorder, right? And his life was never the same after that moment. Now that's so amazing to me. You know, I've done that. I've had dreams legitimately like twice now. I could play you the fucking song, and I've recorded them. I'll when the record comes out, I'll tell you about the two that actually came to me in dreams, and one of them called well, the working title, it doesn't matter what it is, but the whole world was singing it, right? And I woke up and I figured it out on guitar. I figured out the riff, and then I built a song around it. It took a long time, but it's pretty crazy when you can do that, when something like that happens. Paul McCartney, the song Yesterday, okay, Yesterday, it's a classic fucking melody. It's an amazing song. Came to him in a dream. And it changed his fucking life. It's like the most covered and recorded song of all time, or at least it was at one time. And who are these people that are channeling these type of things? It's unbelievable to me. And it's the secret, and it's, I believe, it's how humanity gets pushed forward. They say Nikola Tesla. I don't know that much about Nikola Tesla, but I know some of his visionary ideas came to him in flashes, in dreams, and he made them come to light. And well, how about you guys out there? Have you ever had that situation where something just hit you? Are you an artist? Are you an inventor? Something just hit you, and you knew if you weren't lazy enough, or maybe you did follow through, or if you had the time, that it could be something. Well, that's what that is. So next time, do it. Fucking do it. Because the guy from REO Speedwagon came up with three goddamn chords, and now we have the greatest, one of the greatest, no, the greatest power ballad of all time. It makes grown men, it makes their hearts swell and sweat with like triumphant love. It's unbelievable. Anyway, thank you all for listening to me rant and just go off the top of my head. I hope it was entertaining to you. What I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna let you listen to Mike tell me or tell you guys about his trip walking 400 miles and see, let's see if he makes it, right? Periodically, I'm going to have him on the show. He's going to be on that hiking trip for the next fucking 4 months. So hopefully you guys enjoy him. He's a great dude. And here's Mike Mankos on the Appalachian Trail, somewhere around a Roan. It's Roan, Tennessee, or Roan, North Carolina. It's Smoky Mountains somewhere. But before that, here's my theme song.
You've been on the trail for a month, man. How's it going?
Yeah. Pretty good. Yeah. It's been interesting, that's for sure. Lots going on.
Well, care to elaborate for our fine listeners, Mike?
It's a 20. You come out here, and I didn't know exactly what to expect, but it's a 24-hour a week, or 7 day a week, 24-hour. So we made it like 200 miles, 250, and then it starts thinning out, and then had to clear the go through the Smokies, which is a, I think it's a national park, and we had to get permits and stuff. It's pretty rough. And then right after the Smokies, it started clearing out, and I'm at about the 400-mile mark now.
You've been hiking for 400 miles.
Yeah, 400.
That's totally amazing. Now, I saw your picture on Facebook. Now, you're tagging some companies, like, about the gear you're wearing. Now, what's up with that whole thing, dude?
Oh, it's just doing it for the hell of it. It doesn't really do nothing. Just tagging stuff.
It's just a way to let the companies know that your money and their products are awesome. And if they want to use your likeness to get people's eyes on the trip, you'd be down with
kind
of thing?
But they don't care. It really doesn't matter, though. Like, they're just glad you're buying their stuff. They're big enough, you know. So yeah, it's just for fun.
Okay.
Just to tag it with something, you know.
Killing it, bro. Look good in that picture. You look pretty skinny, but you are a skinny guy. Got that beard. Look good on film. Nice jacket, nice pose, man. It's a stylish photo.
Yeah, some photographer took it.
Oh really?
Yeah. He did this hike last year, and he was just hanging out. Oh yeah, here's another thing. There's a shit called Trail Magic, where people are giving out free food at like intersections and stuff, and out in the woods.
Oh yeah.
So, dude, that shit has saved my ass a few times, man. Seriously, like you're just eating Pop-Tarts and bullshit, and that's all you get. You know, that's all you got. And sometimes you'll turn a corner, and there'll be someone grilling hot dogs. You're like, thank fucking God, you know.
Trail Magic?
Yeah. It's very popular. It's usually with people who've done it before. It's like, problem is, it's going to die out after the South, you know. I heard they do a lot of it in the South. But once you get further north, it ends. So, oh, well.
Southern hospitality, yeah. Now, when you say some of the trails were a little rough, like, try to... Like, this is theater.
Oh, my God.
This is theater for the mind, Mike. I want you to describe, like, what the hell you mean when they say they're rough. What do they look like? What are you walking through?
Well, imagine walking all day up and down 4,000 feet, up and down. It's pouring rain. Then your shit's all wet, and you got to tent out and do it all again the next day. And there's times at the beginning I was sick for like 2 weeks. I had, my feet got shredded with blisters, and you got all this other shit going on.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to constantly plan out your food. Like, we took the day off today, me and a couple of friends, and we're just chilling at this hostel, but.
Oh, you made some friends, Mike. You made some friends?
They come and they go out here. They come and they go. Like, you never know what's going to happen, or someone has a change of plans, or someone's visiting, and people drop off, but people come and go. So, you never know.
Wow, that's amazing. You're 400 miles in. Now, I dropped you off in Georgia mm-hmm. somewhere about a month ago, and I didn't think you were prepared at all. I think you weren't taking it seriously, but here you are.
I was fine.
Evidently you were.
No, I was fine. It's just, I think that was in your mind. I think I was fine.
Okay.
Yeah. I knew that there's enough places to get food and all kinds of shit on the stuff on the trail that you can figure it out. And we all talk to each other and, you know, dude, I did like me and a bunch of people just were passing people left and right, man. And
just
you talk
killing,
to people.
Killing it.
Yeah. And we're talking, you talk to each other. Hey, if we just do 10 more miles, we'll get food, you know, stop at this grocery store, this and that, you know, all that kind of shit's going on out here. It's crazy. I mean, it's not for everyone doing this, that's for sure.
How is the weather, Mike? I know it was super cold when you started. Is it warming up?
Yeah, finally. I got caught in a couple of snowstorms, three snowstorms. I've been pretty lucky with rain. Only got caught in it a few times. But that's because we did big miles to avoid the rain. So, yeah. I was prepared.
Okay.
And I still feel good, so, yeah.
Now, when you're out there, Mike, what are you filling your head with? Have you noticed that you've kind of had a digital cleanse? You're much more clear-headed because you aren't worried about, like, fucking Facebook and Instagram, any of that bullshit? Or are you more worried about that? Do you listen to podcasts? How are you keeping your mind occupied, or are you just letting it go free in the wilderness with nothing?
You just gotta go free. Like, a lot of the days, you gotta go within, and you're not enjoying the sights as much because you're pushing yourself so hard. That's all part of the deal, I think. I don't know. It's nothing like day hiking.
You've done it. Wait, you're going so fast that you might actually finish it in like 4.5 months.
Yeah, we're going fast, pretty fast. Yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah. I don't know. It'll be August sometime, maybe September at the very latest. Probably August sometime.
Yeah, this hike's brutal, dude.
Yeah.
It really is. No joke, dude.
It never seemed like a joke to me. Yeah.
Right now, the only physical injury I have is my quads. Like, my quads, just maybe the way I'm built and everything, and the weight of the pack, you know, it's just, they've been in pain for weeks just from overuse. And you got to keep, like, I haven't been able to take multiple days off.
Yeah.
It's just, it's just hard. So,
yeah, dude, it sounds fucking, dude, that's great, dude, you're killing it, bro.
The nerves are, like, numb. Like, it's numb just because the nerves are so damaged in my quads. I mean, I'll survive, but, you know, it's...
Walking so much?
Dude, it's... The terrain is fucking brutal, dude. You have to watch... There's so much exposed roots and stuff. You got to watch every step, you know. Everyone's on a pace. Oh, we're doing 18 today. Like, if you're in a little group or whatever, you know, we'll do 18 today. And it's just like... You all meet up at night. Yes, it's...
So let me ask you this. Is there any, like, is there a goal that you're looking forward to? I know, like, Harper's Ferry, which actually, I want to meet you at Harper's Ferry and, like, have a beer or something. I want to meet you down there. That's about halfway, isn't it? Are you looking forward to that? Are there any landmarks that you can't wait to hit?
The landmarks I'm excited to hit are when the weather's shitty and there's a town coming up. You get pretty excited for town. But landmarks, it's weird how much you appreciate just regular shit, you know, like just a shitty burger or whatever, you know, because you're eating whatever you got to eat to keep going sometimes, you know.
I think right there what you just said is a huge lesson for everybody listening, like how kind of spoiled and how we're tired of normal things that are so amazing. And now you're out there and you're enjoying just these fucking, like, a regular shitty cheeseburger, but it's like the world to you.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Dude, I was – when we got out of the Smokies, we did it in 3.5 days. We, like – I'm talking, like, I don't know how many miles it was, but I was starving afterwards, and the burger I had – was like the best burger I've ever had in my entire life. So,
wow, what a lesson, man! What a lesson, because you know I know you were living in Tacoma, and I know you had your, like, your skinny shorts and your yoga and your lattes and your organic food, but now it's totally fucking different.
I still got all that other shit. I just don't have the organic food. I'm wearing Lululemon shorts and fucking tights right now.
Are you serious, Mike?
No, like, dude, full scent, dude, for this weather. A long sleeve, the spandex pants. Of course, a dude just can't wear spandex pants, so you put shorts over them, right?
Yeah.
And then I have a spandex. It's just, you know, I don't know what it is, but, you know, spandex long sleeve. So I just wear that constantly because, dude, you're fucking cold in the morning, you know? You get wet. There's water and shit everywhere. It just evaporates right off you. Like, full synthetic everything. And it's just, it works for me, you know?
Yeah.
So, when it gets hot, I just roll up my sleeves, so.
Radical, dude. How are the sunrises, man?
I've only seen a few because there's so many trees and shit everywhere. But, oh, yeah, the other one day in Roan Mountain, I was there for seeing it come up just 2 days ago over the Roan Mountains, and that was probably my favorite part so far. The Roan, if you can ever come down here, if anyone can ever come down here and visit, Roan is the mountains here probably have been my favorite spot so far. And then you can see those pictures, Jesse.
Now, is Roan a town, Mike?
It's just mountains out here, and it's a town, I think. I don't know exactly, actually.
Is it in the Smokies or the Blue Ridge, or?
After the Smokies, it's the Roan, like, Roan, and I don't know what's coming up next, Damascus and the Grayson Highlands. You got to look at a map. So.
That's killer, dude. All right, so I'm going to meet you in Harper's Ferry. When do you think you'll be there? About a month and about 5 weeks?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, so you were totally freaked out for a year. I fucking tried to give you a pep talk. Now, for all I know, you were always going to do it, but it seemed like to me you were a little trepidatious or whatever the word is. Like, you didn't want to do it. Now, are you fucking stoked that you did it at this point in time?
Now, yeah, but your mind goes to all the places when you're out here. There was 5-6 days straight I just walked on my own. I mean, things are a little different now, but there was days I didn't see, you know, you're by yourself all day long hiking for 11 hours, and it's, you start thinking about everything.
So do you think you're going to complete the trip, Mike?
I don't know. That's a tough question. I'll try. Try my best. But, dude, this trip throws, and if you do every mile of this thing, which I've done so far, like, you're a fucking badass if you can complete this thing, because it's not easy.
This is so great, man. This is so great. It's one of the greatest things you ever did, man.
And if anyone, yeah, it's not for everyone. And if people quit, yeah, I think it's, I don't have a problem with, I understand now why, you know, it's like, if you quit, it's not a big deal, because this thing is not easy. It's not easy at all, especially if you're older like me. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, right. So Harper's Ferry is about 5 weeks. That's going to be a great moment. We'll definitely do another big podcast there, maybe in person. I think Harper's Ferry is within, you know, maybe a couple hours of where I am, but I'd definitely drive down and say what's up, you know?
Mm.
Fuck yeah. Well, dude, listen, don't hang up, but I'm going to end the hiking podcast right now. But, hey, do you got anything to say, man, before we let you go, Mike?
No, what was I going to say? Oh, if you got anything you ever want to do on your mind, do it now, because tomorrow's not promised.
There you go,
do it,
man.
Now. Do it now. Even some fucking 2,000-mile hike.
Spoken like a man who's in the middle of something that he wanted to do, and he fucking did it, and I'm really proud of you. All right, Mike, we'll talk to you soon, okay? Don't hang up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See you, man.
All right, everybody, that was Mankos Mankeezy, and that's Mike Mankos. Sorry, I have a couple names I call him. You know, I've known him for a long time. We started working together at the fucking Experience Music Project in Seattle, and somehow, you know, those work guys where you generally just have friends at work, but a few stick with you. Well, he's one of the ones that stuck with me. Good dude. Hey, Mike. You're kicking ass. So anyway, everybody else, next week, this week I was going to do something about Kurt Cobain. I was going to talk about following the ghost of Kurt Cobain. Kurt Cobain's a subject I can speak at length upon. So I'm going to try to do an hour on that this week, just tell you my whole deal with Kurt and how I got into him and how he influenced me and ended up going to Seattle and checking out his old haunts like thousands of people do. It's a pilgrimage of sorts. I just, you know, it was a little bit of my lifestyle, I suppose. And it all started with getting a ticket to Nirvana. Anyway, you guys are going to hear about that next week. Thank you so much for listening. This is The Shit Show with J-Bo, and we shall talk soon. Bye.